Welcome to Vito's Corner.
Hip-hop told me that you out of order, right?
Yeah, I'll be out of order. Sometimes the bathroom be out of order. It goes through a lot of shit. But look, check this out. I like Steelmatic. I don't
Nah, but shit. We all make mistakes, big bro.
Well, he made a big one.
He made a big one.
I'm saying, he made little ones and big ones.
He made a big one.
Big boo boo.
Because he be out of bars. Yes, sir. It is what you all been waiting for. They've been asking about this, man. They've been waiting for us. Welcome to episode 47 of Vito's Corner. I am your host, Vito Van Gundy. And you know, the team is with me today, and we're excited to give you a show. Introduce yourself, man.
It's King Music, man.
And you know, you got Big Bro in the building. Introducing himself, so I take that. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad Big you got bro. White Sox on, because I've been seeing Cubs all day out south. It's getting kind of crazy. I don't like it. I don't like that blue and red outside.
I mean,
bro.
People may just like the colors, life. I mean, I
like
I'm
it.
I'm
going to
wear Cubs shit, bro.
Wearing blue and red outside is like
it just hit
a violation.
Life. It may hit a little harder, life, than a black and white life.
Nah. I'm not to you. I like socks, bro. But I've been wearing some Cubs shit, and Cubs don't look right to me. Bro.
It don't. It's the colorway on for anything. Yeah, it's just crazy.
It ain't super swaggy like that, dog. Like not like the socks, bro.
You get that white pinstripe joint, life. With the hat.
Get that black and white Southside.
With the all white UDs, you feel?
Get that black white with the red and blue is crazy to me. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
Jersey white, like.
I don't like that combination either, bro. Like, it's
the white, I'm saying, dang, I'm just saying, I just like, it's crazy.
I fuck with the BDs, life. That's it, that's all.
Hopefully everybody out there is doing good. We know it's been a crazy week for hip hop. This is the week that Big Bro been talking about that J. Cole was running from. Man. This is the week that he's been talking about that JJ, like, this is what we wanted. And it is getting messy.
It's here.
It's getting messy, but we like it.
I honestly want to know, what is J. Cole doing right now, like?
I told him he'd be riding his bike, but he's not thinking about us, bro. He sent
back on that roof, like,
somewhere down the line, J. Cole won his battle. I don't know how, but he won.
Nah,
it.
We can't give him that. Like.
I'm saying he won it for some reason. I don't know, but it could have been a bad end of him.
Maybe taking the higher road was the best option. You feel me?
Maybe.
For him,
not for him, but his hip hop card is it went down, but. Since we here, we back again, man. The beef is brewing. We got Kendrick Lamar. Last time we was here, Kendrick hadn't responded, did he?
Yeah.
Nope. So he didn't release all these.
Oh, yeah. We got out, and it was a response. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. We got out. Then
he's been spinning.
He's been spinning. He
shot that motherfucker up a few times, like.
Yeah, but I'm here to give y'all my honest opinion, honest take. I ain't got no sides in this shit. So, I gotta remember the record names. I did want to write them down and see.
I know all Kendrick shit.
I'm not counting like that, bro. We not counting like that. So,
no. You got Euphoria. You got 616 to L.A., you got Meet the Grams, and now you got Not Like Us.
Yeah, but I want to give in, like, the timeline they did it. So, because people don't know. So Drake released Drop and Give Me 50, right? And then he followed up with the Taylor Made joint with Pac and Snoop, you know what I'm saying? After that, Kendrick Lamar responded with the Euphoria. Then he released another record like Drake, which was 616 in L.A., before we get to the other joints, let's just talk about that. Let's talk about this battle and what it has caused. It's definitely caused a lot of division between hip-hop fans and people who just... I see that the stand shit is really real.
Yeah, I think a lot of people live vicariously through these people, and you need to stop. Stop, bro. Seek help. What Mike say? Seek help, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah.
It's getting overbearing, man. To be honest with you, can I just go there?
Go there.
This shit is mid, man. I've heard better shit, bro. And I understand it's the culture and not fuck that, bro.
That's how you honestly feel?
That's how I honestly feel, bro. I've heard Hit 'Em Up. I've heard Ether. I've heard shit. No Vaseline was harder than this shit, bro. Now, I ain't gonna lie. Drake has been doing his thing. Sonically, I don't think, you know, he's that guy. You feel me? But I don't think Kendrick, I'm not liking the beat selections. I'm not liking certain where certain shit is placed. When you hitting towards some shit and you getting at a motherfucker, it's a way this shit need to be said and emphasized. And I'm not getting that from either party. I give it to Drake because, you know, I think a lot of people just expect him just to fold up or whatever. He's going against a lot of people, bro.
Oh, I will give him credit for that. All right. Well, I get, because he is facing more than just
and
Kendrick.
He slapped the shit out of all. I can't give him Kendrick per se, but he didn't smoke the rest of them.
Well, I'm going to go down the list. So, Drop It, Give Me 50, I really thought that was a nice warm up record, warning shot. Taylor May was creative, but it's okay. It's okay.
It was clever. I understand what he tried to do or whatever.
It's
but
all right.
That's plagiarism, man. We not gonna even give you that, bro.
Oh no, I'm not giving it to him. But it ain't fire, bro. It's all right, bro. It ain't Drake. You ain't do too good with that one. It's cool. I understand. You trying to get creative. Kendrick Lamar releases Euphoria. Nice warning shot song. I told people, but like my homie, off the air, ADOT was talking about it's a body bag. And I was like, bro, you should know. You know that's not a body bag.
It's not
Stop
a body bag.
Nah, that ain't no body
bag. That ain't no body
bag. My boy, it's not a body bag, bro.
See, I was saying the same thing King was saying. Like, he got to get off them beats. Like, you know what I'm saying? Them beats was cool, but, like, we in a new era, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I like them old school, you know, sample joints, but, like, we in a new era, Joe. Motherfucker got to get a little bouncy. Drake was finna kill him on the bounce, you feel what I'm saying?
I'm giving him Euphoria.
Not even just that, though. It's you not saying it, like, you're not presenting this shit the correct way to me. I don't know. It may be just me, but first off, fuck your bitch and the click you can't claim, West Side till we right. Like, just the way the shit just hit off. Pac wasn't the best lyricist nigga, but he made us feel that shit. When niggas diss a motherfucker, you diss. Like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
We can't live back there, bro. We right here now. So it's like, it is what it is. You know, we in a different time.
I can't
like,
get these
that's
niggas.
That's true, too.
These two different kind of guys, bro. This ain't really no street shit. This really music. It's just all about music.
It's a point there because it ain't no street.
Yeah.
So the edge you looking for might be the street
edge.
Yeah,
the edge you looking for ain't there. Even the nerd. That's why you hear more about motherfucker parenthood than anything. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nothing there. It's you fucking somebody, bitch. This, that, it ain't nothing there for you to, you know what I'm saying?
Like, what you gonna really say? It's like battle of the nerds, yeah. The niggas. But Kendrick is from of it because he's from that essence of the hood. Kendrick is really from that. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So that's why. But I'm saying to most street niggas and
yeah,
niggas,
he got a little edge right there because he more from the hood. But, you know, it's like he said, battle of the nerds.
Half them battle rap niggas ain't on shit, but this shit is it the way. I don't know, bro. I can't get these niggas an A for effort, bro.
I'm not giving A for effort. That's why I'm running down the line. I gave Drake a nice record for dropping him 50, Taylor May. Euphoria, nice record. 16 in L.A., okay. It's okay. It's okay.
And he was late with the Euphoria, man.
I could take late. He delivered. Give him Euphoria, bro. That's a nice song. Not a body bag, a nice song. So I'm giving him and Drake a nice one for dropping Give Me 50. 616 LA, you waited to the end to really say something about Drake them. It was like a regular. If that was an album cut, I might play it. I like how you came off. I like the sample record. That was a hip hop record that I did like. But okay. Still okay. Still okay.
Like, are we dissing, bro? Like, what are we doing, bro?
Yeah, they dissing. Let's get to Meet the Grams. So he releases Meet the Grams after Drake drops Family Matters. So Family Matters, what's your take on Family Matters?
I like Family Matters. It was the bounce. He was talking his shit, man. The Dave Freeline, all this. I don't know if the shit is true. I personally don't give a fuck, right? But it was hard, life. I liked all three joints, life. You didn't like the second joint, but I liked all three joints.
Which one? Tailor Made?
Family Matters.
Oh, I didn't like the middle record on Family Matters.
Give me the end of, when
he dropped, remember he did drop Get 50, he previewed the end of that song, and I liked the first one, the middle, I ain't fuck with it, then Kendrick just opened his mouth, that joint, I like that. But I'm still going to give that a nice record. Meet the Grams, I'm going to give Kendrick points.
I got to get at the Kendrick.
Hold on, no. Hold the fuck up. Hold up before you die. I'm saying, this is what I'm going to say. For degree of difficulty, for just him writing that, instruction that to, like, people in his family, okay, that's cool. The lyricism, because people be thinking, nigga, I know what lyrics is, bro. I can hear some shit. I watch battle rap, all this shit. I know what a nigga says some shit. Yeah, that's cool. But at the end of the day, that record is boring, bro. It's not good to me. It's not good.
Yeah, it's a sleeping pill.
Yeah. I was telling the other day, I said, boy, if they could put that shit in a capsule, bro, it'd be the perfect sleeping medicine. I'm telling you. If they could put that shit on the defense, bro, motherfuckers is going to sleep, bro.
A bomb. I like the angle.
Me too.
So I give him the edge on that. You feel me? And, you know, like, I really think Kendrick, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, so I'm going to say this. I really think he's kind of holding back. He probably feel like he doesn't have to go, like, fully there. But, bro, Dot, if you listen to this, K-Dot, for me, I'm just little old me. You have to go fully there.
I think this one of them things where Kendrick, it's like playing a nigga in basketball. You know can't beat you, so you just give him a little bit. Just like, I know you really
you
can't.
You throwing shit off his head and all
yeah,
that shit,
not
doing
playing
it through his legs
real.
And shit
Yeah. And for people, like, I don't got no...
Yeah, that's the edge that Kendrick got on, like, the certified, like
street niggas, like, around him.
Yeah. Man, go ahead, kill us. Go wipe him out, man.
Like,
stop playing with us, man.
Drake is just all built off, you know, business. You know,
I think he stated the obvious. Drake's been dealing with this early on in his career. He's a lame, trying to fit in. Yeah. He's soft. This nigga, the typical shit that he's been dealing with. One thing you can't take away from is his contribution to the game.
That's why he fucking all they bitches. He ain't turning nothing down. Cause shit, that nigga was a lame suburb dude, bro.
Yes, he was. He was. But,
get all them bitches like that shit. He ain't turning nothing down.
For the people, and I'm just addressing the people that, for y'all thinking, this ain't no goddamn it pick a side thing with me, bro. I don't give a fuck if Drake win. I don't care what's
saying me versus you, bro.
Yeah, I just enjoying it. People be, I told you, now what? Stay on that side. And I'm like, bro, you tripping. This is not the Chicago Bulls versus the Lakers, like.
Yeah, like, we motherfucking Drake fans.
I love Drake. I love Kendrick, man.
Fan of the music. Yeah. Just the good music.
And both of them are dropping mid-trash, bro. It's mid-trash.
I had to sit here and call my mans out, and I like him more than both of them. I had to really be like, on some hip-hop shit, he bogus. You don't think that, like I ain't no biased niggas with this shit. Drake lost to goddamn it Porsche. Right now.
At the end of the day, both of them winning. We the motherfuckers. That's, you know.
But at the end of the day, it goes back to what you said. Somebody's
that
gonna
trickle down a little bit. Let us win a little bit too. Shit, let us cover this shit.
They winning at the end of the day because shit, we a tree to buy. You feel
at
me?
The end of the day, somebody takes a major L.
No, somebody gonna get Scott.
I'm excited every time one drop, even though I know I feel like it's going to be me until one of y'all niggas just go ahead and show me, man.
Like, you rushing the process with it, but I think it's all a setup. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody being strategic with it because, you know, motherfucker goddamn finna come with it, though. I think you can see it. You can see the warm up. Like, you all can right, see it. It's
so,
heating up.
So even after that, he comes back with this new record, people. He come back with They Not Like Us, produced by another West Coast legend, DJ Mustard. How do y'all feel about the record? Before I get my take.
I was glad he changed the beat. That's all he needed.
I was glad about that, too, but I still don't like the beat, like.
Man, you
don't
tripping.
Like the beat?
I don't like the beat.
All right, this is my take. That's a motherfucking heat seeker, man.
You tripping.
You hear me? That is a heat seeker in my book, man. Something swaggy, and it's like, Man, bro, like
I can see Cali going crazy over it.
Cali is going to lose their mind today.
I can see them, you know, doing they want to, they hyphy all that. You feel me? Shout out to Cali.
I see that reaching back to back potential. Yeah. Don't look at me crazy, but in a minute, it's.
I'm not gonna lie. He had dropped. What was that? He dropped Family Matters, and then
that was clever, boy. They not like us. That's the hyphy shit. Yeah. That's all that.
And they in that bitch swagger. They doing all that shit. That's their shit.
What record did he drop right out? Like, he dropped.
Meet the Grams.
He dropped that shit 11 minutes after that shit. That was crazy. That was crazy.
Oh, the West Coast stick together, bro. They all.
My fault. Go ahead.
Yeah, they all working together, bro. You better believe it, bro. Because if he lose, they all lose. That's in their mind. That's how they roll. You feel me?
Drake, get him some heat for real, for real.
That was the best part about that record. That he kind of rebutted the diss record. Like, you know what I'm saying? It took some of the traction from Drake record. Like, nope, you ain't getting all this. Just to throw something out. And I'm like, I give him points for that.
Perfect time.
For a minute, Kendrick wasn't up to me. It was an even battle. Kendrick is up. And I'm just being completely honest.
Nah, Dot's up, man.
That last record did it for me. And it was just the pockets. Everybody knows I like energy beats. Yeah. So I always like up tempo.
Nah, when he switched that beat on my mama, he went up one. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm glad he did that though.
Yeah, he was down.
It's not the best production for me, but bam.
It's that West Coast production.
It got relatable. It made you want to listen to it. Like it had energy to it.
You can
it,
see somebody like, bouncing to that.
Like all the other shit, like me and bro said, that shit was sleepy pill, bro. Like
that's a straight sleeper pill.
Yeah.
Sleeping on.
Yeah, it was, dorms. Bro. But Euphoria, I get that one. Nice warning shot. This one was like I told motherfucker, he had a preheat. Now he ready to go now. Like now he's found his groove because he's been gone for a minute. And it feel like he found this groove. And I just felt like a nigga had a chip on his shoulders. He was like, Joe, like the whole industry can hate me. Nigga, I fucked them all in, they mama. Like, nigga, I'm going crazy. Like, nigga, y'all ain't fucking with Compton. Like that, I felt them, the shit he was saying.
Yeah.
And that record, he got more like, nigga, don't play with
that
me.
That made me like, yeah, he's standing up for the West Coast. They all got his back. That was dope.
It sounded like he knew, like, nigga, I got your ass. After the year,
because, you know, in that Family Matters joint, Drake dropped that YG line. And like what you said, then he went back and went and got a mustard beat on his ass.
Yeah, that was slick.
He's rebuttaling a lot of shit like the Family Matters and shit. And he, Drake, shape the stories how you want it. The fans are not slow. Like, the shit he's saying, I'm listening to it. And I just got to get K-Dot out that one, bro. And this is my honest thing, bro, my honest opinion. If Drake don't have a knockout, just stand down. I'm being real. It's like if you don't have some shit that can trump that or at least be closer, like, Drake, you didn't need to have like a video of him doing some shit or expose him with it. Just like you need something, bro.
You need that Summer Jam screen shit.
Drake, I fucks with your music. I haven't really been playing you since like, if you're reading this too late, I've been consistent with that.
Yeah, they gonna have to have some receipt, like they say. You gonna have to come with some receipts on this.
Oh, both of them gotta come with some
receipts. Yeah, the allegations is crazy.
Yeah, y'all gotta come with some receipts.
Allegations is crazy, man. Yeah, and then you niggas with these conspiracies, man, like y'all need to, like, for real. Y'all need help, for real. A motherfucker said that Drake threw the little daughter shit out there for false information and all for credibility.
How?
Like, this shit is crazy.
Between that type of shit and the 6/16, that's Pac's birthday, and all that.
Seen 17. It was OJ's trial. Nicole Simpson's funeral. Goddamn it. They beat Rodney King. All
that shit. What the fuck, bro? It irritates me, bro. Like, stop that. Y'all is helping this man create some shit that he wasn't even thinking.
Exactly.
He could have just been making. You know, Dre got a lot of woo 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 in this city. So he just gave him 6/16 L.A. He might made that at 6/16.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just that simple. But ain't nobody never thought of that. Drake has 5 p.m. in this.
Yeah, he got all his clock shit. That's all that it was.
DMX, like, prayed on stage at 6/16. Ooh, yeah, all that goofy ass shit.
Conspiracy shit, man. That shit, man.
Man, motherfucker took a tweet from Drake that said, baby girl. But it was Aaliyah's birthday though, life. It was around Aaliyah's birthday. You know they call her baby girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just put that. They like, oh, he's a what's her name? Because he said baby girl on his Twitter.
The pedophile. I'm not gonna lie. The angle with the pedophile shit is crazy, and that's why I'm giving it to Dot. Cause he's going now. I just need you to spruce that up just a little bit more, bro. I don't know if y'all say it's Kyle Wills or even just sprucing himself off, bro. I just need a little bit more. I need some of that essence, like.
I think we need to stop comparing it to that era that we looked
at. I'm not even comparing.
No, I'm talking about not you. I'm talking about everybody. It's like, stop with the, like my bro said, that's the new era Ether. No, that's not, bro.
No. It's
Ether
not.
Had motherfuckers ready to fight, man. Ether had motherfuckers in the studio sick, man.
Ether was crazy. Ether was crazy.
Made fans hate Nas. He don't understand that,
man. See how the era is now. We didn't even, we like, boy, you take it too long. Because we already know that, nigga, you got that shit right at your hands. You should be able to come on with it. You feel me? Back then, motherfucker was taking their time and 6 months.
Ether became the word for a battle. He about to ether his ass.
Like they still shit is.
We're not saying you about the euphoria.
Shit, it ain't even just that's. They ain't just battling motherfucker. He just ethered his ass in the argument. I just ethered his ass.
Had the weed, nigga. We got ether. That's what, dope. Ether. Everything was ether, boy. Everything was killer. Yeah. Like, just like a murder. Like everything was ether.
And that's one my man's came.
And Takeover
really
was nasty too. Takeover
it was nasty, but I ain't gonna lie, Ether got him.
No, Ether got everything, because I watched motherfucker turn the street to Ether. Everything was Ether. Boy, I finna Ether this motherfucker. It's just Ether.
Yeah, it was crazy, man.
But y'all need to stop doing that shit, man. That shit, I like Drake. I like Kendrick. I fuck with their music, they top tier and all that, but man. To me,
back to back was strong.
No, back to back was strong.
Back to back is top 10 diss records of all time. Top 10 diss records. If I say 5, I'll be pushing it, but it might be there.
Yeah, I was just going to say I might have to give them top 5. Like,
it might have to be top 5 diss records.
Is that a world tour or your girls tour? Like, that it was stupid.
That was crazy. Because the only thing you can put over that is hit them up, either no Vaseline. Everything else he can fight with.
Yeah. Nah, that back-to-back had an impact.
Everything else he can fight with. What else can we put there? You gonna say Takeover?
No, Takeover got to go up there, like.
So he ain't nobody else then. If that's it, ain't no nothing else. Ain't nothing else can go past back to back.
Nothing. I can't think of nothing, bro.
Nothing else. The real Compton G's. What?
No, man. That's just, no.
Like I said, I just said like Kendrick up one, but in reality, bro, they even right now, bro. Let me be real with you. Like
I can't get them even no more. They was even at first.
About even.
Nah, he's.
Nah, I respect your opinion, but nah.
Hey, bro, Dot spinning a little too much, man. He done spun the block about 3 times.
That last record
they
put
both
Dot
spinning. You feel what I'm saying? They both.
They both ain't spinning.
We ain't heard from them. Ain't
spinning. He just spun a little bit fast on this.
Drake should have
started off. Now he done ended a little bit faster. So it's like Drake got to come on with it. He can't sit back. This fucking him up a little bit.
Drake had 24 hours yesterday.
That motherfucker dropped motherfucking 3 diss records in 48 hours, folks.
Yeah.
3 diss records.
10 minutes right.
One after he got them dropped. He dropped one.
And then he did drop one in front of him.
He dropped one in front of him, one after him, and then came right back the same day.
Yeah.
The same day, bro.
Yeah, he got one.
Like the pen is
I'm
on display.
I'm talking to this nigga, and I'm like, they like, man, he dropped again. Yeah. I'm, damn, life, let me motherfucker go check this out.
I thought you was going to say it was crazy, but you came back like, nah.
Nah, it wasn't crazy. It's not crazy to me, bro. They're not.
What are you looking for, bro?
I'm looking for the shit, man. The shit. If y'all gonna get messy, go on get messy, man.
Why don't you gonna diss both of them then?
I might as well. Shit. Fuck you mean I do a better job.
I asked myself
that. I said, am I speaking from a fan perspective? Cause it's like, it might be harder than you think to say something about a nigga you really ain't got nothing on. Constantly, consistently.
They got shit on each other, like,
bro,
so
they got shit on that man, but he trick off, he fuck bitches,
He called the man a pedophile.
That's crazy.
I think if Drake fucking 21, 22 year old,
he wrote a song letter to the man family. I like the concepts. It's just that shit, the shit he did within the content just wasn't that. I expected that to be a little harder. You know what I'm saying? But it may be that he don't really have nothing and they just reaching or whatever. But then in that case, why even do it?
Well, you probably got to take your expectation off the table, George. Just let it be, bro. Just listen to it from there, George.
It's hard to take your expectation.
No. You too hard on it, though. Like, bro,
you expect greatness from
great motherfuckers, bro. And we've heard greater shit than this. Drake has done. He's top five.
Well, that's
they probably pacing themselves, bro.
Like, we can't keep saying that for the warning shots.
That's like saying
they're winning off of it, bro. So hey, they can pace themselves.
At the end of the day,
we're gonna be entertained by it.
I'm not trying to make basketball reference, but that's like me telling you to top taking your expectations off LeBron James. You see what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
Because it's like we expect greatness. I don't know what greatness you expect, but that's what you expect. And it's like at the end of the day, he's winning because he's doing so much shit.
I'm trying to say is like, I don't want to compare it to what we used to back then shit.
We ain't got other choice though, bro.
By default, you have to.
I
want to just accept it for what it is right here.
And for what it is, it's me.
Why you comparing LeBron and Michael Jordan?
Cause it's me, it's me.
We do that shit. We do that shit, but I'm just like, bro.
By default,
the reason you don't have a clear winner in this shit because this shit is mid. We don't know who to really choose from. We just gotta give them off.
Nah, I got a clear K-Dot up.
I can't, like I say, bro. It's like a different. This not the gangster rapper era, bro. Like them not gangster rappers, bro. So it's like I can't expect them niggas to go bang bang shoot them up.
Now I only got to recall that, but when you heard hit him up, wasn't you just like, man, he just killed me?
I'm gonna give you a point. Common is not a gangster rapper. He ended that Drake shit early.
Nah, he killed him early. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It killed the whole West Side connection the whole time. Yeah. Early. I see the bitch in you.
Yeah,
like,
you kind of the dry. Yeah, my mama
killed him. He killed Q too. Easy.
Like, Jadakiss killed 50. Easy.
Yeah, but like, I'm just naming the niggas who ain't considered gangster. He got right to it. Common, bro. Take it too long.
I ain't gonna say that. Common from the streets too. That's like a kid.
He ain't
no. Certified motherfucker. Little
Fo,
step too.
Hey, Fold. He comes from the hood, but at the end of the day, bro, common sense
was at the window, bro.
Just was the cool with Erykah Badu, bro. Hold on, bro. Let's just keep it real. He closer to Kendrick than he close.
I'm
closer
trying to get
Jeezy.
Like common. She
he closer to Kendrick than Jeezy. I'm just being real. Yeah. He closer to 50. I mean to Kendrick than 50 Cent. They all fall in the same umbrella. The Lupes, the Kendricks, the Commons. Yeah. They all fall under that.
Lupe was around that shit. Like, Lupe. Man, listen. We ain't even gonna go there. I don't know.
Lupe was. Lupe is a street nigga.
Nah, for real, for real.
If you want to be real, but at the end of the day, it's the shit he portray. And I just saw Kanye say Lupe really gangster like that.
No,
like,
Lupe was really out there, boy. Like,
but nah, he was. On
back
street
in the days,
shit.
Them look. Square niggas, basketball playing. Them was the niggas that was getting the money. Like, you know, they was the ones being trustworthy, bro. They weren't getting that shit to the motherfuckers, shoot them up thugs back then, bro.
Nah, I know.
Yeah, but they was scared they was gonna run off. Damn, man. I'm glad. One thing I do want to shout out is the West Coast. Like you said, they sticking together.
Nah, they sticking.
I wish other people could follow suit, like the Midwest, the East Coast. I always say it's the lost region because it ain't like, it's like when you get to the Midwest, it's just every city for themselves. When you're on that West Coast, it's like, but for Arizona, goddamn it, everything.
I wouldn't say we don't stick together, like.
We don't.
We don't.
We don't.
When it's, like, when it's some this versus that shit, you feel me? I feel like we come together, like.
Nah.
Nah.
You don't see the West Coast talking about this versus this. You see Detroit versus Chicago. Who better? Who do this? You don't see Oakland talking about some, they better than L.A. It's the coast, bro. That's how they think about it.
They really, like, like together. Like right now.
Well, when we say the West Coast, we just strictly talking about California.
Kendrick got so many bullets right now, Joe, because it's coming from so many different directions. Like production, goddamn it, motherfucker, goddamn it, little couple of motherfuckers.
If we were just talking about California, a lot of cities in California stick with each other. We can't even get along with Rockford. Like we'll tell a motherfucker they ain't for the city.
LA do that though.
Yeah.
He ain't from L.A. Stay out of L.A. business. They do that shit all day, every day.
But when it comes down to it, bro, they together.
I felt like with the shit with Lil Durk in the game happened, I felt like niggas was standing with Lil Durk.
With any hood, yo, like motherfuckers, we could be beefing in the hood, but once we outside the hood, we stick together. But the city don't do that. Like, if we beefing, we beefing. That's just, you know what I'm saying? They don't come together as a whole when it's, you know, another motherfucker going at us. They don't.
Ain't nobody really came at us, though.
Man, you saw how when that West Coast shit, like, nah, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you, they do. When niggas be dissing, niggas aside with the other side and bring another nigga out here.
They go to picking, they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They go fuck with the BDs.
Yeah, well, if they got that, they go
against
fuck
the GDs. If they going against Yellow them, they go get up with the BDs. Or if they got them going against the BDs, they go get up with Yellow them. Like, just come on, bro.
Yeah.
You watch that shit.
Hell yeah, though. But, man, this is a crazy battle. Do y'all think Drake have a chance to come back?
Yeah.
Y'all truly believe that?
Yeah, it ain't over,
he
man.
He clever enough too, so he gonna. He
it gonna. Ain't over, man. It ain't over. One, nobody's really struck. It's a lot of shooting life. Nobody's been hit, man.
You know what your takes reminded me of, man. And I ain't gonna lie. At least yours don't sound like you've picked a side. Gilly sound like he's been compromised.
Yeah, he jumping, ain't he? He jumping back and forth.
It's like he's saying, all right, like he don't want to feel like he hating Kendrick.
Yeah.
So he's saying like, all right, now that was hard.
Dark
like,
skin back up one.
It sounds like niggas want Drake on that podcast, bro. It sounds like that, bro.
Oh yeah. I heard Getty, man. I think he's been compromised, like.
Yeah.
Mr. Chicken Cell.
They got it on.
Why they do that then? They had the
why
whole,
he do that?
They
like
had the whole world going, "Hey Gilly, you bogus yourself."
He on the video eating chicken whole breast.
Like why?
Ain't got no size, nothing. Like that's crazy.
Why? Why are you doing that, man? Why are you the chicken man, man? Gilly. Why are you the
like,
chicken
he had
man,
the
bro?
Shirt and everything.
You
like,
my guy, bro. I bought major figures, but why? Why is you in there with four niggas eating a piece of chicken in your mouth like that,
that's
bro?
That's crazy. I ain't never seen that.
Said Birdman. He said he eat a chicken, man.
Talking about KFC original recipe. Gilly. Stop that shit, man.
Hey, bogus as hell.
Why is Gilly on there doing that, bro?
Chicken, man.
They ruined that for me, bro. Gilly was my guy like, what? Don't, hey, Jess, don't do that, though, bro, man. You got him some views, though. I hope he got
to check on
that. I hope he owned the masters to that motherfucker. Now, if he owned the masters to it, get your money, Gilly. Get your money.
Nah, he don't own no masters. Remember, Wallo been trying to get his masters back from Birdman for a minute.
They say it ain't worth nothing.
We gonna let Harold
with the
that
chicken. It probably ain't. Chicken man shit. Yeah, that shit ain't.
A couple chicken spots might want to use that theme song.
Now, that'd be hard.
Man, y'all better stop joking, man.
Go ahead, license that out. You feel me? They might be able to work.
Bro,
work
how you shoot a video eating that greasy-ass chicken? You got to stop the video, clean yourself. Like, what is you doing, Gilly?
He's licking his fingers, all type of shit, man. This shit crazy. Like,
hey, I ain't going to lie to you, bro. Chicken, Gilly the only nigga that looked the same his whole life. Like, he don't age. The nigga don't age. I'm talking about. Like, that shit crazy, though. But, Gilly, I respect Gilly because he is a lyricist. I do respect the talk. So I understand. Maybe it just wasn't connected with
him. Nah, I don't like Gilly takes on a lot of shit because I don't got no problem with, you know, like the ride waves and none of that. I understand, you know, it's a new day or whatever, right? But don't get down on what come before us just because you rock with this shit. So I don't really rock with a lot of his music taste because he comes off as biased.
You said don't get down on before us?
Yeah, don't get, just because, goddamn it, you rock with this shit don't mean like you got, man, fuck them old niggas and all that shit. I don't rock with
I respect that to a certain degree because he's sticking up for the young niggas. It's very seldom you see a nigga of that age or stick up for a young nigga. He like, man, y'all niggas stuck in the times, bro. Embrace this new shit. So I can respect that too because it is a lot of niggas stuck in the times, bro. It is, bro. It is. And I've fell victim to that shit too. But you do like to say I'm too open to certain shit though. So yeah, but I like some new shit, bro. I like some new shit though. But I see this is gonna be a crazy battle. I don't know how this is gonna end. I don't know if it's over now.
It can't be over, like.
They played Euphoria on the basketball show.
I heard all the diss records on GCI.
Yeah, they running them bitches.
I heard all the diss records on GCI life.
It's everybody's capitalized, huh?
Everybody's capitalized.
Man. So I guess next time we'll be waiting for Drake to review this battle again.
Let's check to make sure he ain't dropped.
Yeah, check right now before I switch the topic.
And tell Rick Ross fall back, man. This ain't for him, man.
Hey, Ross.
Yeah, Ross, if you gonna diss, bro, keep it consistent. Like.
Yeah, that ain't for you, Ross. Love championing the Kendrick and shit, bro. Like, I understand that, bro. I understand that, bro.
No,
like,
he look weird, bro, because you just over there on that man Nuts.
He was on Drake Nuts?
Yeah, he's on Drake Nuts. He part of the team. You feel me? Damn. Then you won't sit there and talk about his plane and shit. Then your shit come down like that, boy. You got
to
watch
that
what you
was
say.
Crazy, bro. That was crazy to me to be talking about that nigga. He talking about it. And what's so corny about that?
And all he got is a FedEx motherfucking express jet. So stop acting like your shit different than Drake's shit. If Drake got a motherfucking goddamn it, what do you say, a cargo plane? You got a motherfucker Fed Express motherfucker jet.
Shit, that cargo plane looked like Air Force One in that side of that motherfucker. Y'all remember Air Force One the movie?
Your shit came down first, then he won't make light of this shit. Talking about Drake, goddamn it, put that up.
His nose. It's about his nose.
He shot a motherfucking fighter, a plane to goddamn shoot his shit down. Man, get your goofy ass off, man.
I said Ross is crazy. Ross all at the pool party playing not like us.
Yeah, you can't joke your way out of that one, Joe. Your bum ass another, playing on the ground,
another
boy.
Thing is, like, a lot of you you older guys that I once respected, bro, some of y'all takes are just so far left because, with the Joel Santana shit, saying that Rose shit was better than all the Kendrick shit was just crazy to me.
Oh, that was stupid.
That was just crazy to me, bro. Like, you gotta stop that, bro. Like,
yeah. I like the song. I can't say I like the diss record like that. B was hard in the motherfucker. B hard in the motherfucker. Maybe Rose need to get Kendrick that record. You feel?
No, I'm just saying that's be completely fair about this shit. Like, bro. I understand.
Ross shit was mid too.
Bro, Ross can't call that man BBL shit and he goddamn it over there goddamn it taking some too. Like, that's just keep it all the way real, nigga.
What he taking?
He taking something. Zimpix or something. Got his stomach clipped. Something. He got something. Nigga, he ain't just losing no motherfucking weight. It ain't just the pairs. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he's a lot of wing stop. He's a lot of wing stop.
Just throwing rocks and hiding your hand, nigga, like your fat ass ain't goddamn do some slick shit. Fuck out of here.
Like you ain't do some slick shit?
Yeah, nigga, your money was spent too. Nigga, you went over there and cheated too.
All right, fuck so I did some research and I thought that K-Dot girl was mixed. I mean, was like, but she has a biracial parent. So I thought she had like a white mama and a black. I thought it was the same. So that's kind of different. I mean, we not gonna a lot of people pulling Drake black card. Like they saying he's an imposter. Bro.
His daddy black. He has been in blackface. Like,
hey, his daddy black. He just probably was on that because his daddy wasn't around.
I got
but
a conspiracy.
At the end of the day, nigga, he come out his daddy nuts.
I got a Drake conspiracy, bro.
What?
What I personally feel, what I've been saying, right? I think all of this shit is just a big movie, like a big role he's just playing. Like, I don't even necessarily think, like, I think he's really an actor playing a rapper. Like,
yeah, you taking it too far.
Bro, Drake is a suburb kid that didn't expect to have none of this.
Drake is a suburban kid that loved hip hop, which like no different from the Kendrick Lamar kids that love him, and he fell in love with it. And he just happened to study this shit that most niggas in the hood, and he spit from everybody's style and made a Megatron. Like you saw him as a little kid rapping the Fugees?
His best friends was probably a girl, bro.
I think the grass
growing up, you get what I'm saying?
I think the grass he put him in a spot.
Like bullshit ain't about nothing. You can tell his best friend was a girl. He know how to say the right things. He man, listen here, man. Y'all tripping.
I think the grass he put him in a spot, which was able to make him able to transition over to hip hop music as easy because he's already in entertainment.
Well, it probably helped. Like I wouldn't say acting wouldn't help you get into character with other shit. I mean, he's definitely a decent actor, and he's very entertaining, though. I seen him host award shows, so I know he could be entertaining. He cracks jokes here and there. He pretty decent. He decent. I didn't watch the Degrassi show.
I didn't watch
it. I see some Fugazi shit across the internet. I have. I don't know if he got on some gay shit on the show, but I see some Fugazi shit.
All I know, he got shot, and he was paralyzed. That's all I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I heard that. But what was his name? Jimmy, right? Or some shit like that. I think they some shit like that. But that's about it for that battle, man. Until next time.
Drake needs to spin again, bro. We need something, bro. He done spent on you about 3 times, bro.
And at the end of the day, the diss records add up a little bit, don't they? Like 3-4 versus 3.
I ain't gonna lie, as I think on it, like what more can be said?
That's why I said he's in the battle of his life now.
No, this one of them.
Like, what else can you really say? You got to come with some shit that expose Kendrick. And Kendrick is rapping like he has nothing to worry about. He told him, bro, you put some money in the streets and lost money because it came back with no receipts.
I'm really lame. I ain't doing nothing.
I'm that peaceful, bro. I'm sorry, my life, boy.
Oh, yeah, dang.
Like, that's why I'm listening to what he's saying. Like, oh, yeah. He might be that just that boring. But I tell you online going crazy. Old J-Rock. J-Rock talking filthy online.
Oh, what he saying?
Just like dump blood in the grease, chicken, fry that nigga. Woo, this shit over with. 4-0. Nigga, they just talking filthy. They got problem online. The coast, you know the West Coast shit they be doing, man. You know.
Where Drake live in Calabasas?
I think so.
Need to get up out of there.
See, Wack had to play goddamn it in the middle, goddamn it.
What, Wack ain't... Wack just said Drake ran from the video shoot, man.
Huh?
At the game shit. He said that nigga ran. Boy, we had to go get him.
Yeah?
Yeah, at that 100 video shoot, he said that nigga took off, bro. He said, I tell that nigga come back. Boy, we had to go get that nigga.
Right.
What video shoot? Recent?
All I ever has been keep it 100 with me. That joint.
Oh.
Keep it 8 more than 92 with me 100. That man, joint.
Them motherfucking video shoots is dangerous. Straight up.
California?
I pulled up to one of the motherfuckers and one of the guys that just got robbed. Shit. When I was
it's
California.
Like that?
I'm telling you, I pulled up shit to one of the game shit. And one of the guys was just, shit, we just got robbed for our chain and shit. I was like, damn, they robbing me.
You got a lot of West Coast experiences. I'm telling you that now.
I've been out there a couple times.
Yeah, well, you know what neighborhood this was, so I know.
Actually, robbed Mars, bro. At the video shoot when he was, one of them videos where he's playing the piano and shit. I don't know the name of the song. Yeah, they robbed him.
They be on that in L.A., huh?
Ain't he from there?
Yes.
Your squad. They don't go fuck where you from. Niggas thirsty, hungry.
It's crazy, man. Shout out to Mars, man.
Put that shit on coming in the hood.
That's why I asked you, like, what hood was that?
We was in what's that hood
what video shoot?
Movie. What's that hood?
Jungles.
Yeah, the jungle. In the jungles on my mom.
Bloods.
Yeah.
Black. Yeah,
who the fuck
blood.
Video shoot y'all was at with this?
Yeah, that video shoot.
He's in Bloods. Yeah.
Damn.
Game ain't get the chains back?
They got it back, but yeah.
It happened.
It happened.
You got to know where you at. You got to know where you at.
I would really like to know how that scenario played out. For real. How did it happen? Like,
nah, bro.
Wasn't he around motherfuckers? Like, that motherfucker just walked up on like you a Rudy, huh? Go.
Nah, I need that, fam. Yeah, that's they be on that. They be on, bro.
You can't control what
we was on, bro. I don't know if y'all seen it. You probably were pissed. What we was on Hollywood Boulevard?
And what happened?
That day we was out there hanging out the car.
Oh, yeah.
I peeped the niggas, bro. Look it, Joe. They walking past. We all out the car. We kicking it like we on Madison.
On my mama.
I seen a group of them. I ain't think more than them seen it. I'm on their ass. They looking like, these niggas good. Yeah. Like they give you that.
You would have thought we was off our square. We was out there kicking it. Just on the square.
This nigga talking about, I'm going to get a hat. I like don't.
Bro, I'm wearing my Mariners hat. Fuck what y'all talking about.
Wear it in the 60s.
Bro, I'm going to wear it where I want to wear it, nigga. Fuck you talking about, I like Ken Griffey.
Yeah, we don't think like that, bro. But
out there, you got to.
Out there, you definitely got to.
Will you tell them?
No, they told me.
We didn't know none of that at the time. We just really found all that shit out.
Finna go next time he go out there. That's what he finna do, bro.
Well, all them hats he said, nigga, I'd have wooed them the hell ass one of the motherfuckers out there.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
None of that blood, like.
Bro, we all through 211 neighborhood. Yeah. Fluff like, Joe, don't go out that deep. We walk through the blood neighborhood. Yeah. Deep as hell.
That's actually where the studio, one of the studios at, is in
the neighborhood Pyrules. That's where it's at. Yeah, but you wouldn't know. It's so deceiving. It looked like some shit.
A suburb, like. You would think like you're in the suburb, but nah, nigga, you're in the hood.
Once a nigga tell you, y'all be careful at that liquor store, then it's like, huh? What the fuck is you talking about?
But that liquor store definitely like one of the motherfucking scenes of a movie, though.
It was all out there.
Bro, doing dumb shit. Just at Roscoe's, we could have just went back to the room, ate, did some shit, ate, we out the car, eat chicken and waffles. Nigga over here.
This right before the robbery shit started to happen. You know what I'm saying? We just out there just enjoying L.A., Joe. Like, it was just like nothing. Like,
Fluff pulled up in the lot and said, hey, V, let me holler at you. Y'all niggas. What he was saying at the time?
We was tripping.
Nah, not tripping. He was saying, this was his shit the whole time. Damn. It gonna cut back to me, bro. He was saying that shit all day. He was like, oh, y'all niggas, it was something like y'all out of luck or something. Y'all niggas, woo woo.
Right.
It's tight on y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, Vito, it's tight on y'all, man. What y'all got going on, man? Hey, man, y'all can't be out here like that. Yeah, we going to got every blood they would get an airport for Air Force Ones. He bet three of y'all hop out the car. We get out 10 deep and shit. Not less than this shit. All the motherfucking Nipsey Hood at Fat Burger. One motherfucker sitting on the car. One motherfucker like this. One motherfucker over here. The Rock coming out that bitch. Fat Burger. Like, yeah, he just tweaking. Tweaking dumb shit, bro. Just dumb shit.
Getting the car, though.
Yeah, like, just dumb shit. Like, bro, like, we could have. Bro, and then I'm finna move on. We're down the street in Nipsey neighborhood in the liquor store like we on Madison. Like, this is where Marathon stole. That liquor store down the street.
Yeah, we on Slauson.
Me and that bitch so deep. Niggas is looking like, I'm like, and it dawned on me like, bro, we is tweaking, bro. Why is we out here like this, bro? We was tweaking, bro. But after that PNB Brock, bro, I Googled that motherfucker, that Roscoe's. I'm like, that one the one we was at, but I'm like, we was definitely out of bounds. We was at the bogus neighborhood.
Y'all sound like y'all was real out of bounds the whole trip. Like, I'm not even lying to y'all.
Definitely.
Yeah, bro.
But you know what? People can look when you from somewhere, you can look and be like, man, that's my emo.
That's when they really want you, though.
That's like what bro say, like, you can, like, that shit.
It's deceiving.
Yeah, my mama. Like,
palm trees are deceiving. We don't got palm trees.
We thinking we somewhere, Joe. Like,
they got the ocean views and shit like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm in Rancho.
The sky bluer and shit.
I'm in Rancho.
Sky bluer and shit. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We at peace. Like,
this shit looking like next Friday, day hood. You and this bitch like
ain't looking over his shoulder and shit, nigga, on vacation. Niggas all the time, nigga.
Can't play like that in LA.
Nah, that's how it be, man. I knew some motherfucker came out here from France to vacation. I'm just sitting in my mind like, bro, why the fuck did y'all come here, bro, out of all the places?
The downtown,
but niggas don't rob in Chicago like they do in L.A.
Yeah.
We not no robbing ass city.
If you at a bar and there's some drunk white motherfuckers, like
ain't nobody downtown robbing.
Niggas getting you.
Chicago is a beautiful place, bro. Like minus the hood shit that goes on. You feel what I'm saying?
One of the greatest skylines ever.
Man, you man. It's a nice.
They wanted to go see O Block, bro.
I'm talking about like once you get a dose of this shit.
Now you get robbed going to see O Block. You deserve to be robbed.
They wanted to go see O Block. They weren't coming out here for the scenery.
This ain't L.A. This ain't no movie script. You ain't finna go in and watch the Boys in the Hood neighborhood and shit like, you know. This ain't that. Like, y'all need to stop that up here.
You ain't finna go on Friday porch.
Yeah, y'all cut that shit out.
Take a picture of where Craig then was at. Go on O Block.
Sit on the bike and all that shit. Nah, this ain't that.
Yeah, at your own risk, bro.
This was Larry Hoover now.
Like when we did in L.A., going to see the motherfucker at Nipsey Memorial. That shit, that's the same shit as going on O Block. That was stupid. We going to see what? This ain't Martin Luther King, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
It's not, but I respect him in that manner.
I could say that was more of a tour site than O Block. It was motherfuckers from everywhere out there. Mississippi.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's the same shit they try to do with the O Block Von shit. Like, they were finna try to turn that motherfucker into that boy. But them niggas was just so stupid that they didn't understand that it was some motherfucking money in that shit. Like,
yeah, I can understand. It's a difference from Nipsey Morrow.
Tour.
Like, got some vans and put together and had a motherfucker come goddamn and do it the right way. This right here, we bless King Von, right here we bless...
They use their mind to the point
where it's like, hey, Joe, this a gold mine. Now, Joe, like.
They could have showed them this where Nipsey from, this the block, this the hood.
Yeah, motherfucker make some money off that.
Yeah, man.
That's what O Block could be doing, too, because you could take a motherfucker on tour in O Block.
One thing I do notice, even if you ain't a street nigga, the West Coast going to embrace you. Yeah. I'm being real, bro. I watch a nigga claim Tyler the Creator. Fuck my head up. Claimed him. Man, y'all can't fuck with us, man. We got Tyler the Creator. They was just, motherfucker claimed Doja Cat. Like, they just claim every, like, we will diss.
They stand behind their
Most artists. People would diss the Chance the Rapper. I saw the city dismiss him. Until he started getting
this. Before
he
got on, yeah.
Yeah, to motherfucker start getting that notoriety. Then it's like, yeah. But, anything else? I'm finna move on to this next topic because this is a crazy one, bro. This can get really crazy. I don't know if you brothers been keeping up, but boxer Ryan Garcia has been tested positive and banned for a substance called Ostarine. Like,
why would they let him box, sir?
I'm being real. I'm gonna be honest with you. I know a lot about boxing. But this fucked me up over the weekend. It was just like, hold on. So, does the test come after the boxing? Do they know he was dirty before, goddammit?
I thought that was supposed to come before the boxing.
Is it foul play? I'm not going to pull a race card because I see people saying y'all going against y'all black. Is they trying to strip that win from this nigga? Because who is Eddie Hearns? That's what Tank is saying they playing the foul game. They trying to take this nigga win from him by saying, you know what I'm saying? We don't know. They could be lying.
I mean, he might have tested positive for that, but if there was no clause for a drug test in the contract when he fought Devin Haney, then that's
no, not... it was. He tested before the fight.
Did you test positive?
It didn't come before the fight. Wait, like in the ring, like they say he tested before the fight. But some people say it takes 72 hours. How did he get in the ring without, like, I don't know how boxing do they drug test it or they whatever test
it. Yeah, it shouldn't have been no fight after the test ain't came back.
Like, yeah, like.
You at the end of the day, you still give him leverage to goddamn go in there and beat a motherfucker unfairly.
No. I can see why that might happen. Because, okay, if you test, like, say we test before the right before the fight and I come back clean, I can still go shoot up. You feel me? So I guess they fighting off the merit of you said that you're not, you're going to be clean. But if you come back dirty, goddammit, we going to strip you or whatever the fuck. I can see that.
Okay. If they doing it, that's still off balance.
It don't make sense to me, but if that's how they doing it, bro,
they should do a if they doing it like that, they probably should do a drug test the day of the fight.
They did.
You could do a drug test right then and there.
But they did several drug tests, bro.
But it didn't come to after the fight.
Yeah.
But then you know, they type of drug test, they probably gotta have blood drawn and shit like that. So you know, they need to have time to recover from shit like that. So.
I like Devin Haney. I like Garcia, but I'm not going to strip that young man from the... Like, I don't know, bro.
Nah, it's dirty, a little shaky dirty, to me. Bro.
If he dirty, he dirty. Yeah. But we got to find a better system where a nigga could be like... A nigga ain't got to go get his head beat in just to find out a nigga dirty.
Yeah, no,
like,
no.
Y'all need a better system to save people. This is why it's shaky. Because it's going to take a long time to get that out your system, so why not test them before the fight? So if, like, nigga, you got something in you, the fight is off. That's just what it is. Why do a nigga get his motherfucking whole goddamn legacy embarrassed and then it's like...
Nah, bro, because it's shit to beat them tests, bro.
Should be some quarantining in that 24 hours.
It's shit to beat them tests?
You shouldn't be with your people at that time. Like, it should be some different motherfuckers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Within that 24 hours of that fight.
I'm saying that, King. Like, it should be, if it take 72 hours to get the results, the test should be done 72 hours before the fight.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Why does a nigga have to go through a beating and just be like, oh, you cheated?
And he should be locked down around some people where we know he ain't taking no motherfucking drugs before the fight.
That's going to be hard. But I should.
It's gonna be hard, but
you not gonna let me go get my ass whooped with a nigga on steroids just to tell me he was on that, and now I gotta.
But like King say, nigga, he can take the shit right before the fight.
What you mean?
He get the he tested clean.
And when he back there, goddamn it, doing whatever he doing, goddamn it, before the fight, he can been a shot the fuck up.
Yeah, he could've. And so I think they take it before the fight.
Need to be, you know what I'm saying? It need to be some 24-hour shit where nigga. Your people need to be outside there, and it be doctors and security in here that watching your ass. You meet your people at the ring.
Yeah. That's a crazy thing. Does that take away? Does it take away anything for you with him?
If he dirty, that's just dirty. That just that fuck up his legacy, bro. To me, bro, because it's like. You had to do that to beat this man?
Does the 3 pounds change anything for you?
He already lost on that, right? When dude was over.
He didn't get the belt because he
well, the whole fight got damn it fucked up. It's over with.
But he didn't win the belt.
That the motherfucker got to get beat the fuck up in front of the people. And then
yes,
we still got to see that. And then you get them at test dirty for drugs and all this shit. Nah, bro. Nah, this shit should go bad for him. Not for real.
But you can't erase an ass whooping. Bro.
No, you can't erase that ass whooping. That's why I said it should go bad. It should go bad for Ryan, bro.
Like bad hell.
Like fines. Goddamn suspended from the league. All kind of shit.
Yeah, if you got to cheat a motherfucker to beat him, bro. Like, that's crazy.
Because
but...
you turn this in. You fucking up his motherfucking legacy just beating his ass. And then motherfucker come to find out you was dirty. All that shit should come back on you 10 times, bro. Like, your ass should be suspended from the league forever, bro.
Nah, for sure,
that's
bro.
The only way I feel comfortable as a man. Like, yo, you beat me dirty, bro, but your bitch ass can't box no more.
His pride still fucked up, regardless of the fact, like, that he cheated or not. Yeah. He beat that man in front of the
world. I don't think that.
But he'll
cheated,
feel more
bro.
Better than knowing that, nigga, you beat me on some juice, bro.
Yeah, that'll be a great excuse.
Yeah, that's how
that'll be nothing but, nigga, you can beat my ass. You had to add some juice.
That's how that Marquez and Pacquiao shit went. You know, he had motherfucker knocked him out like twice or some shit like that or some shit.
Who was on the juice? Marquez?
No, Pacquiao.
They called Pac-Man?
Yeah, and then they told him like, no. And then when he was off that juice, he knocked him the fuck. He knocked Pac-Man the fuck out when he was laid face down on that motherfucker.
He caught him a lucky punch.
He ain't no lucky, lucky punch. Like, he it was knocked a lucky. Him the, he knocked him the fuck out. Like,
that was around the time they kept saying Mayweather was ducking.
Yeah, because he
Mayweather,
no.
Like his head getting big and shit. The nigga, he juicing, man. Mayweather know that boxing,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, man. He was he Freddie Roach, man.
Right, we got to have an even fight, bro. If you going to juice, let me juice.
Or nah, nigga.
I didn't think you gonna come here with my ass.
Beat me without it.
Yeah, I'm the champ. So goddamn it, you gotta fight under my terms and conditions, nigga. You wanna fight
man,
me?
Mayweather ain't
fight
let
you.
A motherfucker get the gloves. Like, nah, we ain't fighting with these gloves. Ain't no pad, nigga. We gonna fight in the same gloves. I'm the A side, nigga.
Yeah, if that shit came out to be true, bro, like you really ain't whoop his ass like you supposed to. Then shit, to be juiced up like that.
He beat him bad.
Nah, he beat him bad, but shit, he should have beat him. Beat him.
Yeah, they said they said they not. They
yeah,
said they not.
Shit.
They had a picture up on him. He was looking crazy. They said knocked the drip out of him. Like,
he was fat as hell on it. His
yeah.
face looked fat every day.
They said
man.
Knocked the drip off of him. Like,
yeah. So what's Canelo fight last night? I might be off. Oh, so we know we got Frank Martin and goddamn it, Tank Davis coming up. That's gonna be a crazy joint. I'm seeing Adrian Broner back out. He's popping out with that. Ryan Garcia, bro. Whatever you do, bro, fight fair square, bro. And I know Mexicans, I know the Hispanics for being warriors, bro. You ain't got to do no shit like that to win. If you the true champ, you say you is. I don't know. But the truth will come to the light at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all watching basketball? I know you say you don't be watching basketball.
Like nah, that. But I hear what's going on. The Lakers out of it, ain't it?
Look, that's the first thing we say. We could have said anybody. You went straight to the Lakers, man.
Nah, they say, man, them boys was doing their thing, man. I guess Anthony Davis just couldn't stay. He got injured or something?
He always kind of fake injured.
They said he was at what he was averaging, like 30 points per game or something?
Nah, he was doing his thing.
He was doing his thing. LeBron was fake decent, too, though.
They say LeBron was doing his thing. I just think, goddamn it.
What you shake your head for? Because he lost you a couple bets, man.
Do the thing.
You going to do that.
It ain't just a couple of bets, man. He lost.
To keep y'all updated to all the sport fans who know what's going on, LeBron them lost 4-1. Jamal Murray ended it with a nice goddamn it clutch shot, put them out the game. Let me update them with this. Timberwolves beat the Clippers. They beat Westbrook. James Harden, goddamn it, Kawhi Leonard, and somebody else. I be forgetting all their names. They should look.
Beat their ass.
No, did they beat them?
Yeah, the Dallas beat them.
I said see, I'm confused. I said
Dallas beat
Ant-Man.
The Clippers.
Ant-Man
them beat, just playing.
Kyrie Irving put the Clippers out.
Yeah.
Okay, boom.
They said the Knicks going crazy.
Knicks put the what's the name out? 76ers.
What are they calling them? The Wildcats?
Who the Wolves put out?
The Wolves was just playing.
KD now.
Yeah, put them out, swept them, put the broom on them.
And the fashion that they lost, I'm disappointed. And I'm going to tell you this, bro. Y'all don't got to agree with me. If Ant-Man wins a championship this year, I am putting him over Kevin Durant.
Nah, he over Kevin
Durant. In his third year, he took his team. They won. He didn't go to a 72 and what's the name team who was already the best and win.
I'll show that dog.
Third year, if he wins a ring, we have to put some respect on his name.
They got it. They got a conspiracy on him, bro.
Show you out there playing like Kevin Durant, Michael Jordan, and motherfucker Rodney Field.
You know. They saying this because y'all heard the conspiracy on him.
Yeah, he Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah, they said it's Jordan's son for real.
You see a little
favor in
reminiscent
him.
Of Jordan on him, bro. The finesse.
He out there acting like his daddy then. Cause he's showing
stunt like his daddy. I ain't gonna ain't going crazy.
You know the one thing I like about him that he doesn't back down from a challenge, bro. He doesn't.
He got in Denver ass last night.
Yeah.
What's up with Ja Morant now?
They been going. They ain't make the playoffs. John Morant injured, so that's the reason why. But since we speaking on basketball, I don't know if y'all familiar with this. Y'all's familiar with my boy Pat Bev?
Yeah.
He's been banned from all future guest appearances on ESPN shows. Apparently because he asked a reporter was this is what I was told, that a reporter was asking for an interview, and he asked them did they follow him on his podcast. And since they didn't get a chance to speak to him. So I guess they banned him from all ESPN appearances. I thought it was the Giddy shit.
And no, I think it's the Giddy shit. I think it's the Giddy shit.
I mean, what you think?
What you mean the Giddy shit?
You know, he said something about the Giddy boy.
When he was live on the show with Kevin Hart, he just burned out. So what you think about the Josh Giddy joint, the shit when he was with the minor? And that shit kind of fucked.
No, I don't think it was. You know what I'm saying? They was on his ass about that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that was that. I think he got beside himself on that one, bro. Like, I think he got a little too cocky and arrogant on that follow my podcast shit, bro. We talking about ESPN, bro. This goes with your basketball career. Like, this who interviews basketball players. Sports. We understand you have a podcast, bro. These are places where you should be able to speak and market and promote your podcast. You shouldn't have did that goofy shit, bro. That was stupid. That was a little too cocky, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that was dumb, bro.
I want to say,
as a businessman, and he's running a business, bro, and have a brand, that was stupid, King.
I think he's getting a little beside himself since they let him in the game and people start. He's becoming a fan favorite. It's just a certain way you conduct business, bro. You just got to be careful. You're not even that much of an elite player to even be talking to people like
that. Yeah. You barely even score 10 points. So it's like, but fuck all that. You got the opportunity and you have a nice motherfucking podcast, bro. You don't have to be that fuck dude to you know what I'm saying, get people to tune into your podcast, bro. You could have took that another way, bro. Like, real talk, bro. Like, I think that was real ignorant of him. And he fucked off. Because you're going to lose some people from that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that wasn't a professional move. That wasn't professional, bro. Because I think he had a career after NBA in that field with his podcast.
Because he's very knowledgeable. He's very knowledgeable about the game, bro.
Entertaining,
and
too.
And period. Yo, he's real entertaining, bro. So I think that was stupid of him, bro. Like, as a man, bro, as a businessman, like, I think he really fucked up with that one.
Yeah, but Pat
Bev. Or ESPN just may be being a little overzealous.
You got to.
That's media, bro. They all media, bro. So you just like we talking about the veterans and the rookies, bro. Like, you got to respect what's been there, bro. Like. And he had the opportunity to use their platform to shine on his platform. He ain't had to shit on none of their shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, in that aspect, they hitting you up for an interview. You should have did that, for sure.
I think this is the point after he lost the game, when they in the back room, right?
Yeah, he could have just been like, well, could you follow my podcast then? You know what I'm saying? He ain't had
Bev still playing basketball?
Yeah, see, that's how I know you ate it, too.
Yeah. He still play basketball?
Yeah.
They let them do that?
Do what?
Podcast? Right, Draymond have a show, too.
Yeah. Man, podcast is helping a lot of motherfuckers.
It's part of the thing. They can't stop that. In a minute, I think they're going to find a way to capitalize. Like, you can't do nothing outside of the NBA. I see it coming. I see that coming in the future.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
Because they mad, because some of these shows are bigger than...
Yeah, you fucking with the media part of it. You your opinion and all that shit right after the games and all that shit, that they probably don't fuck with that.
Yeah, but I don't know how they'll be able to.
You fuck with ESPN.
They will find a way.
Yeah, you fuck with they media, they or Sports Center, ESPN.
They might feel like since we build
y'all already not directly professional basketball or sports player anyway. Most of you motherfuckers just talking to just be talking. These motherfuckers really living it.
Not only that, it's kind of like when the industry established the 360. It's like, nigga, we making you famous, Pat Beverly. We deserve a percentage of that. They gonna come for something soon, cause they feel like they putting them on these basketball games, giving them national televised publicity. And then you get the
Well, it's gift getting them now. I ain't going to let you say that. It's gift
because I'm thinking
bro, your gift get you to the record label, too.
But at the same time, what I'm saying, your gift
get you to the record label. But at the end of the day, they still going to be like, it's something that they have to get off of it because they market you. You on their shows. You on this. You win all that. Like, you like.
Yeah, you on their media where they, you know what I'm saying?
Where they covering what they do. As long as you on show, but I don't, because they are non-for-profit, so I don't see how they can come for a percentage on something because it's supposed to be a non-for-profit business anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Came for the CBA. Took their ass down. Big Three finna be gone in a minute. If he
ain't no more see. ABA. I
mean, it's going to be something in there where they gonna, where they at least can't talk about the other player. It's going to be something.
It's going to be something.
That's why I thought
Pat Beverly, he be talking about motherfucker players. Boy, he talked about motherfucker goddamn Carl Anthony Thompson, motherfucker other buddy off the Pacers.
And they're telling behind the scenes shit that game.
Yeah.
Like how he caught certain dude and he walked up to him like, man, Joe, what's up?
That's why I thought he was.
So that's that they telling little secrets and shit. So it's like that part of the shit is probably going to be.
That's why I thought he was retired.
At least for the players that's, you know, probably still in the union or, you know, still in the league. They gonna have some type of clause in that bitch in a minute, boy.
That's why I thought he was retired because I was like, damn, this nigga can't be playing and be talking all this shit that he talking. You feel me?
No, he keep getting
you be looking like, what is he doing?
Because I don't watch, I don't watch basketball. I don't watch no sports. I watch boxing, but I don't watch no sports. But
as time goes on and more he's into the veteran position, he's just getting cockier and more cockier, just more arrogant.
Once he became a fan favorite, especially in the entertainment, like, he started talking. He be on the court like he averaged 50. Man, you got to play D like this. I need you to turn and get under. He like.
You'll win all the time if you take him under 10 because he ain't getting it.
It's very seldom he gonna get that 10.
No, no bullshit.
I didn't even know that nigga was playing still. That's crazy.
Are you still checking the bag? Keep talking like that, his ass ain't gonna be.
They gonna get his ass up out of there though.
No more interview. You are active NBA player. You can't do no interviews with ESPN. Yeah, that's the dumbest shit ever.
I see the old girl came and knocked down like what she had, like 20 some points.
Okay, Kayla Clark.
Yeah.
It's funny seeing a motherfucker draft and go right to the preseason. Like, damn, bro. They already playing. They just got drafted,
bro. They ain't got no time to be wasting. Like, they got to pick that whole league up, like.
They don't got the money to. How many games they play? What is shit? 30-something? 40-something? They don't play 72-game season. They shit is short.
Well, these new girls, goddamn, are going to bring some type of more revenue to the games, but it still ain't gonna do enough.
Hey, Therese almost had a double double.
Yeah,
13-9.
They're gonna need more of our support, bro.
She already getting to the city lingo. She said that Harold's bussing.
Yes, sir.
She said that Harold's is bussing. I ain't gonna lie, that Harold's is bussing. You know, yeah, that's what
you need to go see Uncle Remus, baby. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Y'all, you know you like Harold's too.
Like. I like it's decent. It's decent. I'm gonna go give me a G pan for sure.
That mouth sauce to anybody.
Joe Willie's killing too. So
Joe Willie's like, might be the best.
So it's like you got
Joe Willie's might be the best chicken spot in the city. I'm not gonna even lie to you.
Yeah,
what's them bird joints? The big bird joint.
Big bird.
No,
I ain't eating no big wing, no pigeon wings, life.
No. It's about the what's the name, man? The meal, the name of it, bro. What's the shit? I forgot what it's called. I gotta look at their
name.
At the Joe Willie's joint, the wing, the name. He talking about ain't for to eat no big pigeons.
I ain't no pigeon wings. Like,
yo, give me six of the motherfucking wings. Give me the motherfucking wings.
The boy, the wings, the best in the city, bro.
I'm a wingette type nigga, like.
Them the best wings in the city, like.
Buffalo joints, them size, fuck them up, like.
Oh, you like that rubber chicken?
That ain't Robert Chicken Life. Them real chickens, like.
You like what chicken you say you like? Like he like the party wings.
Party wings.
He like rubber chicken. He don't like whole chicken stuff.
I mean, that's what they give you in Joe Willie's. They give you the wings.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like them big stupid ass wings. Like
I don't eat them too. I don't eat them either. I don't know. Black people, it feel like you eating like the chicken alive when you
the meat too hardy. Like it's too hardy. Like
yeah, I don't want them Garcia goddamn chickens either. But
you
listen.
Bring a big ass chicken to me, I'm not eating it.
Yeah.
I don't even eat the chicken breast, bro. I don't really like that shit.
I fuck with the breast. I fuck with the thigh.
Nice crispy ass breast.
I give me a thigh too, life.
That's old people shit, man.
I don't really like them thighs that much, bro.
That's old people shit.
That shit got a little too much fat in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, life, you just peel that skin back. All that's meat right there. Pull that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, though. But before we get up out of here, I want to talk about this topic, man. Your boy is in the news feed for flipping over two white dudes, man, getting busy with him on the escalator. Jim Jones, did you see the fight?
Nah, I heard about it, though.
He earthed one of their ass, though.
My mom, yeah. Man, that nigga.
Ultra about off his feet quick. Yeah. Boom. But they did, Wack tried to get on him, say he told the police, because he was telling the police, like, them niggas came at me.
Self-defense,
Whack
bro.
Whack them gotta stop it with this dumb shit, bro. At some point, you gotta explain what the fuck going on. Like y'all take this street shit too far, bro. Like, bro, this man is up in age now. He don't gotta go by them rules no more, man. Like, Whack need to cut this shit out, bro. Motherfucker gonna put that motherfucker peanut
on display, man.
Whack need to cut it out, bro.
Nah, the truth is, though.
It's two white motherfuckers, so you know in a dough, after police coming, you better state what the fuck going on your ass gonna be the motherfucker going to jail.
Especially after you done earthed them motherfuckers.
You see what I'm saying?
You done earthed two white motherfuckers?
And you in that boy. Come on, bro.
Yeah, is that still a fair case?
Hell yeah.
Right there, because it's an airport, it's a fair case?
That's like a nigga. Like,
that's on
that's like a nigga ground. Getting your car get. Your car getting stolen and you just so street, you just not gonna call and report it stolen or none of that shit.
Niggas, you will be surprised how many niggas will be like, nigga, you call the police, nigga, you supposed to get it back and plug it yourself.
Shit stupid, bro. Stupid
shit. I watched them call niggas snitch because a nigga said he gonna call the police to remove the woman from his house because he ain't want a mover. Or they like, bro, his ass a snitch. Like Joe McCall, the police get out of my house, bro.
Because she just like a white man or a white woman. After she get there,
see the shit when
and the police get there, you'll splash your motherfucker.
6 to 30, nigga.
Yeah, it's going to jail.
6 to 30.
You see the shit with Neo? And the girl was antagonizing me, like, Joe, get out of my house.
My man's got to go to jail. Damn, what's that nigga name, man? That ran from the white chick, man.
Yeah.
He got to go to jail.
Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, they go with Make It Good. He got to go to jail?
I think so. He got. I don't know if he got to go to jail, but he got found guilty of the shit.
That's his fault for fucking with Karen. He shouldn't been fucking with Karen.
He running from her, though. But, you know, that domestic, though, that ain't nothing to be playing with, bro. That's 6 to 30 off top.
Should have stayed over there with them sisters. She probably would have took that motherfucker to slide.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's pretty good. I just want to say something about the music industry, bro. Somebody is out here acting a fool like it's not even the digital era. Taylor Swift out here selling 2 million motherfucking records. I think that was the first week too, bro.
Yeah.
Show, like 2 million records, bro. Taylor Swift is on another level, bro. That shit crazy, bro.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, bro. Like,
A lot of pancake white chicks out here, bro.
Like right now, especially in the time we ain't no motherfucking money like that. Like, fuck.
That's another thing that blew me the other day. Before we get out this battle with the battle shit, and then we finna end this. Niggas, Drake said do something for the Swifties, and then Kendrick Lamar went to go get a beat produced by Taylor Swift producer, which was the 616 joint. They said Taylor Swift produced that. Look at it line up. Oh my God, man.
Like he just a motherfucker.
Like he a prophet, bro.
It was about, I seen 17 minutes for that 6:16. They found a glove at 6:16 PM, you feel me, with OJ and shit. I'm talking about it was crazy.
They was saying all type of shit, bro. God damn, y'all get a grip. We'll be back here, man, with some more entertainment for
it's
y'all.
It's just rap. It's not that deep.
It might get deep, though. This one might turn. I thought it would. This one might turn. Once the Colts get involved, it might be a problem, bro.
Well, for all you niggas that's on Facebook, bro, and listen, bro, it ain't that serious, bro. We are not these people, bro.
Facts. Well, that'll be it. Thank y'all for tuning into the show, man. Follow us, share, comment, rate, review, do all that good shit. You know. Y'all good?
Yeah, we out of here, baby.
Yes, sir. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you right there. I only need about 40 seconds of your time, so please listen closely. I am Vito Van Gundy, host of Vito's Corner, the podcast. Yes, your source for unfiltered hip-hop discussions and latest trends. You want to hear about top 5 rappers of all time? We got you. You want to hear about the current events in the hip-hop culture? Say less. You want to hear a good convo and get a good laugh? Then Vito's Corner is where you need to be. That's right. Remember the name, Vito's Corner. Click the link in the description right now to follow Vito's Corner on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.